Lane Gardner is the president of the Peace River and District Chamber of Commerce. He joins us on the line today. Lane, thank you very much for joining us. You were part of the congregation at Political Action Day in Edmonton. How did it go?
It went really well. We had a really good opportunity to meet with various government officials to discuss and advocate for concerns from the Peace River region. We had an opportunity to meet with Minister Dreeshan, so the Minister of Transportation and Economic Corridors. Had a great conversation with him about, access transportation limitations, some of those things. We talked about the Highway 686, which was great that there was some money announced in the budget for the continuation and the expansion of that. We talked about the airport and various things, so that was really a great conversation with him. We had an opportunity to meet with Minister Williams, so mental health and addictions, continued on the conversation about the homelessness situation and just the lack of supports for mental health and addictions in the Peace Country and what that looks like. And we met with the Parliamentary Secretary, Tani Yao, Small Business and Northern Development, and had conversations with him again about, economic opportunities for Peace River and Region and how we can make those more attractive to businesses and things that we can do to help to spur development in the North.
You mentioned that economic development and air service were probably some of the biggest topics that you were heading to Edmonton to talk about. In your mind here, Lane, do you think those talks made headway?
I like to think so. I always am optimistic that we are continuing those conversations. Obviously, there's no easy answer. If there was, we'd have the solution already. But I always feel that the opportunities are there for us to talk. We continue to advocate. Minister Dreeshan was very receptive to continue on that conversation. I don't know the answer, obviously, to air service as an example, but we did talk extensively about that. And again, I feel like if we're not continuing on those conversations, advocating for economic development in the North, who is? So I always believe that we're moving that needle forward and we'll continue to do so.
Where does the Peace River Chamber of Commerce go from here as far as possible future engagements with the province, the country, etc.?
Well, specifically in regards to transportation, we've requested a more formal meeting with the minister and his staff to discuss what needs to be done, what this looks like for transportation issues. So we're waiting for a formal opportunity to meet with them. In terms of economic development, again, same thing. Parliamentary Secretary Yao, we chatted with him and, are going to continue on. So it's an ongoing thing. The Chamber will continue to keep making noise, advocating for Peace River and Region, and just hope that those conversations continue.
Do you think the talks that were happening last week made things a little bit brighter as far as possibly getting answers were concerned?
I think so. Again, I feel like, the ministers are at least engaging us and listening to us, and I feel like it is positive. Obviously, we had the nuclear power group in Peace River last week, and they did multiple presentations to the chamber and to the public. So we've had those conversations as well, and asked what we need to do to help to support economic expansion projects like that one or any others. We're open to anything, and so again, it continues on, and we'll continue to advocate.
Lane Gardner is the president of the Peace River and District Chamber of Commerce. Lane, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.